I want you to turn with me to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3. I heard about a funeral for a soldier where they wanted to salute the soldier before they took the body out to the hearse to carry it for burial. And so the captain was leading the soldiers down to the casket in the at the conclusion of the funeral. And as they got there, they saluted the soldiers and then turned right to go outside, and the captain turned the wrong way and went into the broom closet. So Stuart Briscoe, a great preacher, said that teaches you two things. If you're leading, you need to know where you're going, and if you're following, you better hope that whoever's leading knows where they're going. Tonight in verse number 8, the Bible talks about something called deacons. Now, I've heard a lot of things through the years about deacons, but the Scripture does teach us some things about them tonight, and some things tonight that people think about deacons are not necessarily so. And I thought about that a long time today. I thought about the fellow that had the milk cow for sale and advertised in the paper and said it that give 5 gallons of milk per day. The man stopped by to buy the milk cow, and he was talking to the man about the cow, and he said, it gives 5 gallons of milk a day. And he said, it sure does. He said, well, how in the world do I know for a certainty that you're telling me the truth? And the man swelled up and said, I'll have you know I'm an elder in the Presbyterian Church. He said, oh. And he said, well, how much you want for it? He said, $200. He said, well, man, I hadn't got but $150 with me. If you'll trust me for 2 weeks, I'll come back and pay you the other $50. He said, well, how in the world do I know you'll come back? And he swelled up and said, I'll have you know I'm a deacon in a Baptist church. Well, he said, well, I guess that's good enough. His wife came in later, and he said, I sold the cow. And he said, I got a question. Said, you know a lot about religion. Said, what's a deacon in a Baptist church? And she said, well, it's practically the same thing as an elder in a Presbyterian church. And he said, guess I can kiss that $50 goodbye. But that's not. A lot of humor's been said through the years, but the Scripture tonight teaches us some things about deacons, and I believe tonight that as we look at this, that the Lord will lead us in the direction that He needs us to go. And He began in verse 8, likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy, of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in pure conscience, and let these also first be true, let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Well, verse 11, that's where we're really going to get some fun, isn't it? We'll come back to that in a moment, but I want to say this tonight. A lot of folks tonight think the office of a deacon is an honorary office. And when I say that, it's kind of like if you give a lot of money to a university or you do a lot of good work, they'll give you an honorary degree. Doesn't really mean anything. It just, they applaud you and they'll award you and reward you for your generous gift many times. And a lot of times people in churches think that a deacon should be honored tonight because they've did a lot of things. Maybe they gave money, maybe they're faithful, maybe they're this or that or the other. But I don't believe that's what the Lord intended for the office of a deacon to be tonight. It's not an honorary office tonight. It's an office that we find tonight that it's to be used to serve the people of God. Now, we're all to be ministers. We're all to be servants of the Lord. But as far as I know, as I read in the Scripture, the Lord tonight has put bishops or pastors within the church, and He's put deacons within the church. And those tonight are to tonight lead and guide and serve the church and serve the Lord Jesus Christ for the promotion of the gospel, for tonight the spread of the word of God around the world tonight. And so, it's not an honorary office. It's not something you just give out tonight to because somebody's done something for the church. If you just don't, that's not what it's about tonight. That's not what it's for. It's not an authoritative office, you know. It's the same way with the pastor tonight. The church tonight is the body of believers tonight. Now, I believe tonight the pastor is to guide the church, and I believe tonight that the scriptures teach us that this evening, but I'm not the authoritative figure in the church. I'm not tonight the only individual that makes decisions tonight. And likewise with the deacons. They're not the only people that make decisions. I've had many people tell me through the years, and, well, the deacons are the ones to run the church. Well, that's not what the Bible teaches us tonight. Now, we are to guide and direct, and things have to be did decently in order. And there's no problem with that this evening. But as you look at this tonight, we're just going to go over it real quickly. The word that translated deacon, of course, comes from the Greek language. And it, diakonos, I believe, is the way they pronounce it tonight. And it literally means and can be translated as it is in other places in the scripture, minister. It can be translated servant. And it can be translated deacon. And I think tonight it simply tonight means that someone who is in a special service to the Lord. They're to minister unto the Lord tonight. And God has set these people apart. Now, in the book of Acts chapter 6, you find what most people commonly call the first deacon. And as you study that particular passage of Scripture, and there's been arguments through the years, and I'm not here to argue tonight, but if these were the first deacons, and I'm not saying they weren't, but listen carefully to what the qualifications that were given here, first of all. In verse number 3 of chapter 6 of the book of Acts, it said, "Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report." You got to have an honest report. You have tonight to, people have to think well of you. But I think the next one is the one we really need to think about sometimes. Full of the Holy Ghost. Now, many people think being full of the Holy Ghost means tonight you jump pews or you talk in tongues or you do all kind of crazy things. But being full of the Holy Spirit tonight, I believe if you study that word full and if you study the word filled over in the book of Ephesians, you'll find it literally means you're controlled by. And these are people who tonight allow the Holy Spirit to control their actions this evening. And, you know, if we do that, we don't ever have any problems anyway, do we? Well, I don't say we have any problems. Don't misunderstand that. We're all going to have problems in this life. But tonight, if we allow the Holy Spirit in the church to control each of us tonight, that eliminates all the problems in the church. I'll just be fair with you tonight. The Holy Spirit's not going to lead three different people in three different directions tonight. And so these are people who are full. They're controlled by, they're will allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide and direct them this evening. And then wisdom. What's wisdom? Wisdom tonight can be defined many ways. You can study it. The book of Proverbs, it talks a lot about wisdom. But wisdom to me tonight is the ability to use knowledge. You know, you got to have some, and I think the correct word I would like to use here, and I think what Paul, or what the Spirit is referring to here, sometimes you got to have just some common sense. You know, that's wisdom many times is just common sense, isn't it? Like the fellow went in the hardware store. One of his drains was stopped up, and he wanted to get some drain opener. And so he picked up this can of drain opener and went over and asked this young man working in the hardware store. He said, "Will this hurt plastic pipe?" And the man, young boy said, "No, sir, it sure won't." He said, "Well, you haven't even read this." He said, "How do you know it won't hurt plastic pipes?" He said, "To the plastic bottle." So, you know, sometimes that's just common sense, isn't it? That's just wisdom. Wisdom tonight is the ability to apply knowledge, to use it as the Lord guides you tonight. You know, we can have a lot of people tonight have a lot of, I wouldn't necessarily say learning, but they've never never learned anything about wisdom tonight. Full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Now, where do you get wisdom? Now, it's kind of like the fellow said, where do you... Guy asked him one day, he said, what's success? And the man said, how do you become successful? And the man said, make good decisions. He said, how do you make good decisions? He said, experience. He said, how do you get experience? He said, making bad decisions. I think wisdom sometimes comes from maturity in a lot of ways tonight. And that's what Paul is going to deal with just a little real quickly here tonight. He said that in verse 8, must the deacons be grave? That doesn't mean they go around with a long face all the time. They don't mean tonight that they never smile, they don't have any humor. It simply means tonight that they're serious about the work of God. I think tonight we have to be serious about the work of the Lord tonight. You know, it's not something that we do frivolously, not something tonight we do as an afterthought, but it's something tonight they take as a very serious matter tonight. I think we all should do it, but I believe the Lord's saying here that people who serve in this office make sure that they take the work of God to be a very serious thing tonight. The work of the Lord is very serious tonight, especially in this day and age, as is any day and age tonight. So that's what Paul is saying here, is not that people that jump from thing to thing, but people who are serious about the word and the work of God. Not double-tongued. Yeah. Or they don't tell one person one thing and somebody else something else. You know. They don't tell the pastor one thing and the member down the road something else. I mean, you know, that's just, you can't do that. It's not double-tongued tonight. It's somebody that's a straight shooter this evening. Might not always be pleasant, but that's the kind of people the Lord is looking for tonight. Not given to much wine. Well, they can't have much. The pastor can't have any. That speaks for itself. I'm not going to get into that right now. Then it says, not greedy of filthy lucre. That is tonight that their main concern tonight is not always about money. You know, and never had any real problems through the years, but, you know, I've seen some places and had a couple of experiences where all they thought about was money. And, you know, and I told them one time at one particular church, and I didn't last very long, to be fair with you, but, you know, we need to roll the toilet paper. We had to have a special meeting to buy a toilet paper. I mean, if you run out of toilet paper, go get some toilet paper. I'll go to Dollar General or wherever. Light bulb, you know. But sometimes they get consumed with the financial affairs of the church and instead of really looking at the spiritual side of it tonight. And I think he's saying here that here people are not consumed by money. That they're not, that's not their only thought tonight. And thank God we don't have that here. I'm just saying that that's what the Lord doesn't want tonight. Now, we have to be, I think we need to be very conservative. I think tonight we have to watch the Lord's money. He's entrusted it to us, and we have to use it for what it's designated for. But it's not always about money. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Now, the mystery of the faith here, a mystery in the Bible, is something that's been revealed. And, you know, the Bible has been revealed to us through the Holy Spirit. And verse 16, it talks about the mystery of godliness. Tonight, they hold the mystery of the faith. That is the coming of Christ. They tonight believe in the Scripture tonight. They adhere to the Word of God. They hold the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. That is, tonight they don't wobble on the axle. They don't believe one thing today and something else tomorrow. And let those first be proved. Now, somebody said, what does that mean? Well, it means you prove something. You make sure that it's the correct thing. Some people believe tonight that that means that you set them aside for a period of time and watch them and make sure that they're what they seem to be. my particular opinion of this is that Paul is saying here, it's like it says about the pastors, about the bishop, not a novice. It's somebody that's proven through the thick and the thin, through the battle tonight, that they're worthy to be a deacon tonight. You know, when you think about it tonight, and sometimes folks say, well, let's give so-and-so this job because that'll make them more faithful. I don't adhere to that concept tonight. You're not here when I need you, then I'm in a mess, you know. I think tonight that's what Paul is saying here. These people are proven tonight that they're worthy. They're proven tonight that this is, that they're meet the qualifications. They've proven tonight that they're what they need to be to serve the Lord. Then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Not perfect, but blameless. You know, same way with a pastor we talked about last week. Not perfect tonight, but blameless. You know, we can't be perfect, but we can try to be without blame tonight. I like verse 11. Even so, must their wives be grave? I don't make the women mad. That's one thing you don't ever do, make the women mad, amen. But it really means tonight, and I think one of the things, you have to have a supporting cast. No matter if you're a pastor or if you're a deacon, your wife tonight, your spouse, your partner in life, has tonight to be supportive of that. And that means that they're serious. They're serious about the work of God. They're not always crashing the work of the Lord tonight. Not slanderers. Not gossipers. Dixie said something coming over here about the beauty shop. And you want to hear some gossip, go to the beauty shop. I thought about what Herschel Bragg said years ago. He said he always knew when his wife went to the beauty shop, she came back full of gossip and cigarette smoke. You know, we don't slander. We don't tell things that are not true. We don't gossip tonight. Always bothered me tonight that pastors always bothered me when they do that tonight. You know, I wouldn't go off anywhere and talk about Rocky Springs Baptist Church except to brag on it. I'll be fair with you tonight. I often thought these folks would get up and talk about how bad their church is. Why don't you leave? I mean, bless God, tonight I'm just, you know, I'm going to brag on Rocky Springs Baptist Church. I'm going to brag on you people. You know, that's what it means. They're not slanders. They're not out telling things that may be true and might not be true. You know, I don't always know. Bruce said about his illness, you know, you hear a lot of things. Sometimes it's true and sometimes it's not tonight. I heard about a pastor several years ago that was at a funeral home. And I remember when down at Pickles, when they were in the old part, they just had a curtain that would separate some parts of it. And one person was on the other side of the curtain talking about things that were going on at this particular church. And this fellow stepped around the corner and said, I think you need to apologize. You're telling a lie. And this person said, well, I'm not telling a lie. How do you know that? He said, because I'm the pastor there, and ain't none of that you just told was true. And you ought not tell that in front of all these people. I think sometimes we need to tell people that tonight. Not a slanderer. Sober. Well, y'all better be sober. Don't be driving under the influence. No, it simply means tonight that we're to be serious-minded tonight. We're to know what we need to do. Faithful in all things. That's a mouthful right there when you really think about it. That's not just the deacon's wife. That's really all of us. Be faithful in all things tonight. Are we really faithful in all things? That's a convicting thought when I read that for myself tonight. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife. Same thing with the pastor. You know, we could argue about that forever, but I still believe the Scripture is the Scripture tonight. And some people have limited themselves how they can serve the Lord. The Lord didn't limit them except the right qualifications. That's why tonight I believe this that it's very important tonight that we teach young people the Word of God, and that the decisions they make can affect them the rest of their life tonight. And some people are limited how they can serve the Lord because they made bad decisions early in life. The husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own house as well. The only reason pastors' kids are so mean, don't you? They play with deacons' kids. Verse 13 gives you a very, very thought here. It said, "For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchased them to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus." There's a great reward tonight for serving the Lord. They purchased themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. We're serving the Lord tonight. You know, we're not serving tonight for our glory. We're not serving tonight for self-promotion. I've seen people through the years, I think, sometimes are serving for self-promotion. They're serving tonight to be somebody in the eyes of the world tonight, somebody in the eyes of the religious world many times. Tonight we're serving the Lord, and when you use the office of a deacon well, you purchase, you've bought something that money can't buy. That is a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. I'm glad tonight we can have people tonight who serve the Lord tonight, and I'm glad God rewards them in a very special way. I'm glad tonight that God has chosen through the years to call people into the ministry. I'm glad that He's tonight gifted people with the office of deacon. I'm glad tonight that He's give people the opportunity to serve and minister to Him. But when that happens, then He rewards them for that service. I'm glad that He doesn't forget our labor of love. You know, sometimes we read and we think about the blessings of the Lord, and many people tonight confuse the blessings of the Lord with many times financial gain or many other kind of gain tonight that this world. But I believe tonight the blessings of the Lord can come in many different ways tonight. The Lord can just bless you tonight and speak to you and do things that amazes all of us this evening. Now, read this tonight. I look back through the years, and I'm thankful tonight that God gives us people tonight who are willing to serve the Lord, who are willing to put their faith on the line, who are willing to minister tonight and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to hit verse 15 and 16, and we'll be through. Or verse 14, he said, "These things I write unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry," Paul said, now, I'm hoping to get there before long, but if something happens and I can't come, "that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God." And we ought to know how to behave in the house of God, aren't we? And we ought to know what the Lord expects of us, which is the church of the living God. I'm glad He's a living God. The pillar and ground of the truth. We live in a very dangerous times, perilous times, Paul called them. And I was talking to a gentleman this afternoon for a moment, and we were talking about the world in which we live. And he said, you know, we've completely went away from the Scripture. And he's right. And the church tonight is the pillar and the ground of the truth. That's what supports the truth, isn't it, tonight? You know, and we've come to the point in our world tonight that the church means nothing. Now, I want to say this to you. We live in a very sheltered area of the country. Even here in Monroe County, as far as I know, and I know sometimes there might be an exception, but Monroe County School District doesn't allow them to play ball games or do anything on Wednesday night because of church. That's blessing tonight. Well, you won't find that many places tonight. And you see, that's one of the reasons we're in the problem we're in tonight, because the pillar in the ground of the truth is the church tonight. That's where the church is spread, the truth tonight. And he said, and without controversy. I'm glad there's some things without controversy. He said, great is the mystery of godliness. Here's the revealed godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. God, Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus was God in the flesh. He was manifested. He was revealed to this world through Jesus Christ. Justified in the Spirit. Seen of angels. Preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Well, that's a mouthful, isn't it? What a great Savior we have tonight. What a great opportunity we have to serve the Lord tonight. And as I said, my voice is giving out, but I want you to be thankful tonight. I want all of our church to be thankful for our deacons. I think we ought to appreciate them a little bit more than we do sometimes. Be thankful for them that they serve the Lord tonight, that they're willing to give of their time and their effort. So let's be appreciative of them, and let's pray for them. Let's lift them up to the Lord in prayer tonight as we serve the Lord together. We're all in this together tonight. We're co-laborers with the Lord tonight. All right. You'll stand with me. We'll be dismissed.